Hello, this 5 minutes of prophet has the word of God, episode 68. And if you have been listening to this podcast, then you know that we are basing our scripture discussion on Hebrews 4:12. So we have been quoting it, and if you have been listening, then you should quote it offhand with me. Come on, let's go. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Oh, the word of God is so powerful. So we're looking at the word of God in present tense, and I said that if you look at Matthew 4:4 and all that, we've gone through all that. We said the word of God is like food for what? Food for your spirit. And Job said, Jesus himself said to the devil, man shall not live by bread alone, not physical food alone. There is a spiritual food. And for us, by God's grace, this is written on everywhere we turn, we see the word. On your iPad, electronic media, phones of all kinds, the word of God is there. On TV, we see the word. Everywhere, the word is there. But many of us do not appreciate the value of this word. Job said in Job, we've already done that, Job 23:12, he said that it was more than his necessary food. Then Jeremiah 15:16, he said he's found the word and he did eat them, and it was a joy and rejoicing to him. So they had the word spoken by angels, and yet they valued the word. We have the written word, and we are not valuing the word. This is not your story. I refuse to be such a person who places no value on God's word. Then Psalm 107:20, all these scriptures about the word, he sent his word and healed them. Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them. Oh, wow. He sent his word. Is the word, can you send the word? I thought that you send a human being, you send a person, not sending a word. It said you can send the word. He sent his word. So when Jesus came on this earth, and well, let's go back to John, the gospel according to John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. So Jesus was the sent word. Listen, Jesus Christ was the word that was sent to you. Jesus was that word that was sent to you. Oh, how I embrace this word. How I want the word to have its place in my spirit, in my life, in my day-to-day living. So in today, I pray for you that the word that was sent to you. So this, as I'm speaking to you, God has sent me with his word for you. What I have now is the sent word. Jesus himself, when he came, was the sent word. Now, when you open your Bible and you read, what are you reading? You are reading the sent word. Now, God has sent me with a word for you. So what am I speaking? I'm speaking the sent word. The word sent to you. S-E-N-T. This word sent to you. And that word is the living word. The living word himself, that was Jesus. He was the living word, the word alive. I have done that already, and I said to you, we say the word is alive, the word is breathing, moving, the word speaking. As I'm speaking, the word is speaking to you now, and it's saying that he sent his word, and as he sent his word, he said, and heal them, not will heal them, but and healed them. Oh, I'm so happy for you, because this word that is coming to you, healing is in it. Healing is in it. Yes, it's just like you are taking a drink, and the drink, let's say orange drink, and then they tell you it contains vitamin C, and your body needs that vitamin C. So when you drink the drink, I mean, drinking it for leisure, for pleasure, whatever it is, So you drank it, and as you drank it, vitamin C entered into your body. In the same way, as you are eating the word, eating the manna from heaven, the bread of heaven, I've already spoken about that. If you've not heard all the podcasts, then please go back to what it was before, and you'll be blessed the more. So send the word has healing in it. So today, whatever pain there is in your body, whatever pain there is in your child's body, your wife's body, your husband's body, your spouse's body, your friend's body, your mother's body, your father's body, whatever, wherever it is, listen to me, you pain, you must go, and you must go now. He sent his word to her, he sent his word to him, and the word is backed by healing. Healing, divine healing, not what the doctor can provide. This is what, when the doctors can't do anything, this is where the word goes to work. Therefore, I speak divine healing, health over you, health over everything in your body. Lungs, listen to me. Kidneys, listen to me. Liver, listen to me. Womb, listen to me. Bones, blood, listen to me. Whatever you are, listen to me. You are the healed. And you've been totally healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Because 1 Peter 2:24 says, by stripes, he was healed. Not will be, but was. It's been done. And I take healing for you. Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That is Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word. And what the word do? It has healed you. You're blessed. Bye.